Zudan's gaze shifted to the prosecution table.
Does prosecution have any objection?
One moment, Your Honor, Deccan replied. We'd like to examine the affidavits.
Zudan nodded, and Deccan and his assistant huddled over the affidavits, whispering and pointing. If Sardon's plan was going to fail, it would be now, Tahiri knew. There were a whole host of technicalities that could be used to challenge the admission of the data chip, and although Sardon had prepared counterarguments for every one, she still put their chances of getting the data chip admitted at roughly 50%. Boitu, on the other hand, felt certain it would be admitted, provided their documentation was in order, which was why he had insisted on preparing it personally. After a few minutes, Deccan nodded to his associates, then rose.
Your Honor, we do have one question.
Yes,
Zudan replied. Deccan turned to Sardon.
How did you ever get the Empire to release this material?
He asked.
We've been requesting it for months.
Sardon narrowed her eyes, obviously searching for the trap. Boitu merely smiled.
We called Head of State Fell's office, of course, he said. I'm guessing you tried diplomatic channels.
Deccan's face darkened with irritation.
That would be correct.
He turned back to the judge.
Everything seems to be in order, Your Honor. But I do reserve the right to have an expert examine the data chip to establish its authenticity.
Of course. Zudan turned to Boitu. You may enter the data chip as Exhibit Omega.
Sardon returned to her seat looking more worried than ever, obviously wary of Deccan's easy capitulation. Boitu merely passed the data chip, Exhibit Omega, to the court's media officer, along with a flimsoplast containing the passcode and a list of files. A wall panel began to glow with backlighting, and the image of a corridor aboard the Bloodfin appeared. A moment later, Tahiri and Kaidus entered, approaching from the top of the image, where the narrowness of the corridor suggested a respectable distance. They were tiny figures moving down a long, durasteel tunnel, but the image was clear enough to see that they were talking as they walked. Tahiri had already seen the vid 50 times, gone over it with Sardon and Boitu until she had recalled every word they said during the short stroll. Yet watching it still made her feel cold and hollow, reminded her of how thoroughly she had been under his power and of all the things she had done in Kaidus's name. Killing Pelion had not even been the worst of those acts. When she allowed her mind to drift back to those days, she wondered if she was doing the right thing by even offering a defense for her actions. Sometimes only the unflagging support of the Solos and Leia's stubborn insistence that criminals could not judge themselves kept her from offering to save the GA the trouble of a trial. Han and Leia had come to regard her as a link to their lost sons, and had she simply given up, she knew they would have been devastated. The images on the vid panel grew larger as they continued down the corridor, and soon Tahiri's voice became audible.
Value can I bring that a remote holocam can't?
If Pelion interferes with my plan in any way...
Kaidus flicked a finger, and both the audio and image disintegrated into static.
Unfortunately, the surveillance equipment seemed to suffer a glitch at that point,
Boitu explained. He turned back to Pogorski.
But you, or rather your friend, heard the entire conversation. Is that not correct?
I've already said that it is,
Pogorski replied.
And what would you say if I informed you that we had the conversation digitally reconstructed, and that the rest of the exchange is as follows? Kul Solo says, then you stop him. Do you understand what I'm asking you to do? Tahiri replies, I think so. Then Kul Solo continues, some deaths, some sacrifices are necessary, however callous they may appear.
Pogorski considered her reply for a moment, no doubt weighing whether such a reconstruction actually existed. It did not, of course, but Pogorski could not be certain of that. Finally, she answered,
I would say that your expert is probably mistaken. And even if he were correct, it doesn't change anything I heard directly.
You're referring to the communications intercept you described during your previous testimony, I assume?
Watu asked.
The intercept in which Colonel Solo allegedly orders Lieutenant Vela not to kill Admiral Pelion? Wasn't that your testimony?
Yes. In that intercept, I did hear Colonel Solo specifically order the defendant not to kill the Admiral.
Pogorsky replied.
That is my testimony.
Of course.
Watu's long lip curled into a hungry sneer, and he turned to face the jury.
The intercept in which you did hear the defendant and Colonel Solo discussing whether to kill the Admiral.
Sardon propped her elbows on the table and leaned forward, clearly relishing the way Boitu was leading Pogorsky into the trap.
Very well, Lieutenant. Would you tell the court what you did next?